This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Exciting things happened over the last 24 hours.
President Trump speaking at the congressional ball on Saturday night, referring to the federal judge's ruling on Friday that the Obamacare Act is in its presidential. Republican Senator Susan Collins saying she believes that ruling is going to be overturned on appeal. But the Indiana Attorney General Curtis Hill says
the individual mandate is the linchpin, so it covers the entire aspect of the Affordable Care Act. So if you remove that tax, then the individual mandate fails. And Congress itself said that the individual mandate was what made Obamacare work in the first place.
He spoke on Fox and Friends. Former FBI Chief James Comey will testify behind closed doors today for GOP lawmakers about his decision not to prosecute Hillary Clinton for her email server. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor. True story. He goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer. Stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
Two branches of the biggest order of Catholic priests today expected to release the names of priests accused of sexually abusing minors. The Midwest and the Maryland provinces of the Jesuits are to release the lists of abusive priests that date back more than 60 years. A Republican senator urging lawmakers to do their best to avoid a government shutdown just before Christmas. Wyoming Republican Senator John Barrasso is the incoming chairman of the Senate's Republican Conference.
I'm working to the effect of keeping the government open. I think that's what the American people expect.
He spoke on CBS's Face the Nation. More teenagers are vaping, while alcohol use among teens seems to be declining. An annual survey titled Monitoring the Future finds that nearly 1 in 3 high school sophomores and more than 1 in 3 high school seniors did say they had vaped in the past year. But fewer say they'd used alcohol. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaruth, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Alaruth Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
A Christmas party tragedy in Georgia. Family members posing for pictures on an outside deck when the structure gives way.
We were getting ready to snap a photo. Guy just blacked out.
15 people ranging in age from 19 to 70 standing on the deck at the time. This woman tells WSB-TV in Atlanta.
I stood up, I rolled over, and I saw my sister, her foot sticking out her boot. But I'm the only one that didn't get injured because I think I fell on 2 people that saved me from getting injured.
And this neighbor says he hears all the screaming and runs to help out.
To the point we're moving their cars and helping, you know, the ambulance come down and seeing how severe it is. And they even got a helicopter lift on it. So that was crazy.
2 people airlifted to the hospital with broken bones.
USA Radio's Robin Walensky. More Americans expecting an economic downturn in 2019, according to a new NBC Wall Street Journal poll out this morning. 33% of the people surveyed say they think the economy is going to get worse, the highest number since 2013. Merriam-Webster's word of the year for 2018 is justice. It was a top search, up 74% over 2017. The dictionary says that many of the national debates over the past year have revolved around justice, from racial justice and social justice to criminal justice and economic justice. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Live.
Hey, that's the way we roll, and that means everybody, we the people, must get on board, man your oar, as Lou Euler would say. Hey, how are you? I hope you had a great weekend. It's just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Megan Barth joins us, co-chair of the Red Wave America PAC and Media Equality Project Services, national spokeswoman for MediaEqualizer.com as well. Megan, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Bill. Good to be with you.
Hey, always
and
good.
And I guess I should wish you a Merry Christmas because I won't be talking to you next week.
That's right. Yeah, we're going to take a couple of weeks off, enjoy the holidays. I trust that you will be getting a little break yourself. I know you've been nonstop, but, of course, you know, it's impossible as busy as we are to totally shut it all down, but we're going to try to do that a little bit anyway. As much as possible. So, you know, for you as well, I hope you get some respite time. It's well deserved. Well, this past Sunday, you know, where do we begin? We got a federal judge ruling Obamacare unconstitutional. Government shutdown is waning. Friday will be the day, or will it can be kicked down the road further? And, of course, more on Manafort, Flynn, and Cohen. So pick one of the three. Where do you want to start?
Oh, I know, right? Let's start with Obamacare, shall
okay.
we? Because that's just been kind of the bane of many of our existence. Mm. It was forced down the American people's throats back in, what, 2009?
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard to believe, but we're going on 10 years. Always hard to wrap my head around that. There's been multiple lawsuits. It's already seen the Supreme Court once. Five judges voted on behalf of Obamacare. They're still there.
Mm-hmm.
But this federal judge had it absolutely right. With the removal of the individual mandate, Obamacare really is unconstitutional. Mm-hmm. And we can't forget that Judge Roberts actually gave the
exactly.
government.
See, that's the whole thing. See, the whole thing that that people need to remember in the genesis of this is that Roberts gave it life. I mean, he resuscitated. It was on the ropes and going to fall by the wayside. And now, going to be quite curious, especially with this recent judge, you know, well, you got to look at the reality of the mandate being gone, right? So if that's gone, there's no tax, there's no way to sustain this deal, it becomes illegal. So how, you know, what's the stance of those five judges now?
Right. It'll be interesting to see. But what I was going to say is that Judge Roberts, you're absolutely right, gave it life because he gave the argument to the government lawyers. The government mm-hmm. lawyers, if you recall, were arguing that it wasn't a tax.
Right.
It wasn't a tax. Mm-hmm. They never wanted to present Obamacare as one of the largest taxes on the American people, when in fact Judge Roberts said, well, no, actually it is constitutional if you argue it's a tax, so therefore I'm going to declare it's a tax. So he went completely outside of what any normal judiciary exercise mm-hmm. should be. You're not supposed to create your argument for your attorney
right.
as a judge. And Roberts did just that. Also, we can't forget that Obamacare started in the Senate. Which it should have started in the House. So the whole entire operation that created Obamacare was really illegal from the start. And so we're going to see now perhaps how this this ruling will affect a Supreme Court now that we have Gorsuch and now that we have Kavanaugh. However, Kavanaugh has been quite favorable to Obamacare in some of his federal rulings. So we'll have to see if he pulls a Roberts.
Well, you know, and the other thing to look at is, will Congress do their job? I mean, this is, you know, this has been an albatross around the people's neck for 9 years, as you point out, Megan. I mean, it is time for somebody to do their job here and get this thing resolved. I mean, forget about Republican, Democrat. You got people that have real health care issues here, and they're not sure what's going to happen, you know. Pre-existing, no pre-existing. And I keep listening to that one lady. I keep hearing her voice in that townhouse shouting, going, look at, I pay a dollar. I think she said, I pay a dollar for Obamacare. You better not take that away from me. Well, you know, that is the sentiment of a number of American citizens that feel entitled because what Barack Obama and the Democrats did. And it's unconscionable. But the fact of the matter is look at, it's out of the barn. The genie's out of the bottle, as they say, or, you know, the horse is out of the barn. How do you get him back in? You know, that's going to be the challenge. So, you know, it's going to require the Democrats and Republicans to come together to create something that is really sustainable. And, you know, could it possibly be better? Otherwise, you know, what I'm concerned about, and you and I talked about this before, is people are going to get so frustrated that finally, you know, wave the flag of surrender and say, okay, single payer, you know, we're just going to roll over and just make it go away and accept a single payer proposition.
Well, right. And the Democrats knew that Obamacare was destined to fail. I mean, all Obamacare was for the Democrats was just to create more dependency and get more
sure.
people dependent on government. And then, of course, you know, quote unquote, tax the rich.
Yeah, let's make everybody drug addicts, right? I mean, it's
right.
just the same formula of being a drug addict. We'll go ahead, we'll get them addicted, and then, you know, come back behind and, you know, manage the addiction because that's what they do. Supposedly.
Right. And so what you have are just scores and scores of people who are now on quote unquote government care. And that woman pays a dollar. Well, I have a reader who had written me after this law was deemed unconstitutional. He said maybe now my, you know, 60 some year old dad doesn't have to pay $1,400 a month anymore for his health insurance.
Right.
And so when you have people that now that are used to being subsidized by others, you know, it was Ayn Rand that always warned us of that,
mm-hmm.
right?
Right, exactly.
And so we have a whole, you know, 9 years of people who are now accustomed, like you said, a drug addict, of getting a fix supplied by other Americans. It's going to be hard to unwind. Now, the Republicans have put forward many different bills as far as a fix to Obamacare, but what we really need is insurance reform.
Exactly.
And that's why I
mm-hmm.
keep screaming it out, and I've screamed about for 9 years.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't need the government takeover benefiting the insurance companies. We needed a free market takeover, which would benefit the consumers. And so we'll see what type of plans they put forward, but don't expect the Democrats to come up with anything except for more dependency and bigger government.
Right. Well, you know, Megan, we've discussed this with Josh Umber, Dr. Umber, who heads Atlas Medical, and what they have done is, I mean, if they can do it, and I think there's about 800, 900 outlets across the country now that they've grown to, and this thing should have exploded a long time ago. They charge roughly about $50 per person. You can go see the doctor as much as you want. This is everyday doctor stuff. We're not talking catastrophic. Everyday doctor stuff, and you pay $50 a month, and prescriptions have already been pre-negotiated, and they're 10 cents on the dollar. So I don't understand why more people are not running to outlets like this, because Josh Umber, Dr. Umber and Atlas is not the only, you know, concierge type of medical, you know, answer to this Obamacare fiasco that's out there. But, you know, people need to be, you know, liberated and understand that, look at this stuff, you know, paying $1,400 a month is unacceptable. There's got to be other ways. And, you know, that discussion, we just don't have enough time. We've talked about it here and there along, you know, over the years. But we've got more from Megan Barth as we take a look at these Sunday TV shows. Stay with us. Just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the SmartBP app.
That's one.
SmartBP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
SmartBP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of SmartBP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. SmartBP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With SmartBP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. SmartBP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's SmartBP from Evolve Medical Systems. The Smart Blood Pressure Tracker.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UnveilingThem.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Speak light, speak light, to the dead and darkest night. Speak light, speak light, when the sun won't shine and you don't know why. Look into the eyes of the broken hearted. Watch them come alive as soon as you speak hope. You speak love, you speak.
It's the way you like us, fresh and independent, coming at you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Our conversation with Megan Barr continues. Well, Megan, of course, The big thing over the weekend, again, was the Trump-Pelosi-Schumer meeting in the Oval Office, which I thought was absolutely brilliant by the president, by the way. In fact, I wanted to call you right away after I saw that to say, is that brilliant or what? I mean, let the media be right there. And you could tell Nancy Pelosi and Schumer were a bit nervous at the exposure of it all, were they not?
Well, they certainly were because it was impromptu. You know, they didn't have a script. They couldn't. And if you'll notice, right after that meeting, they ran to the cameras. So they didn't want the press inside the room to show how weak they were when it came to border security and how weak they were in negotiating. They wanted the cameras away. Why? You know, this is about our sovereignty. This is about our safety. The American people have a right to know how this
exactly.
is being.
Exactly. Yeah, we got citizens being murdered out in the streets of every state of the union here, and we can't talk about this in open. You know, we're just going to ignore all this stuff and make it into a political issue. Are you kidding me? Come on, you know, and the problem is the Democrats created this issue, if the truth be known. I mean, they want to talk about, well, it's both sides, Republicans want cheap labor and all this kind of stuff. You know, all that stuff is just, you know, it's anecdotal. The fact of the matter is the Democrats, and especially under President Obama, just opened up the borders even more. And they try to fight back, say, well, you know, actually, look at all these arrests that happened and stuff like that. Yeah, but look at all this incredible amount of catch and release that took on. And how many people do we have here? Like, you know, the thing is that cracks me up, Megan, help me understand this. They come here illegally, right? And then we say, well, on the honor system, I mean, because that's what it is. It's the honor system. We're going to let you into our country, but, you know, and you're going to get a notice to come back, you know, to plead your case to a judge. And then we're going to, you know, we're going to deal with whatever it is that we're going to deal with about your future and if you can stay here in America or not. Well, it's an honor system. You got people being dishonorable, and then you say, hey, but I want you to be honorable on this, and then they're surprised that 85% of the people don't come back.
Right.
How does that make
sense?
Yeah,
there's absolutely no accountability, which is typical to the Democrats. And, you know, I really haven't heard anyone ask the question except for maybe Tucker Carlson, and they never give the right answer. But how many people is enough? I mean, how many immigrants is enough? We let in 1 million immigrants a year. So what? How many is enough? And how much illegal immigration do you think that the American people are willing to tolerate? And what the Democrats do purposely is they conflate immigration with illegal immigration.
Exactly.
So they will say, oh, the right is against immigrants. No, we're not against immigrants. We're against illegal immigrants.
Right.
We have 40 point ports of entry. At any time, if these people wanted to be law-abiding citizens, we have 40 different ways they can come in legally to our country. They choose not to. And so now the latest martyr for the left is this young 7-year-old girl who died at the border because her dad dragged her across thousands of miles and didn't have the common sense to give her water or to give her food for 7 days.
Wow.
But somehow that's the U.S.'s fault.
Yes.
And so now the Democrats, of course, are blaming the U.S. again, and they're blaming ICE again for this horrific situation, even though our border control and our agents did everything they could, including airlifting this child, again, an expense to the taxpayer,
right.
To the nearest hospital. When we look at how much illegal immigration costs us, it's hundreds of billions of dollars a year.
Exactly.
And so when the Democrats say, oh, well, we have a problem with $5 billion, it's not only the cost, it's immoral.
Yeah.
They didn't have a problem spending $2 billion on an Obamacare website that never worked.
Yeah,
and
which
so
is
someone
a
needs
totally
to ask
joking.
Them, how many illegal immigrants are they willing to tolerate? Because it's out of control, and so why not try the wall? Why not? It might not work. Okay, but there are plenty of things that we spend money on, unfortunately, using taxpayer dollars, like, you know, to study a gnat's reproductive habits.
Well, Tom Coburn pointed out before he went out of office, there was $450 billion of duplicative waste in our government. $450 billion. You mean to tell me you can't find $5 billion there to do something? But see, when you've got people... You know, turning this into a political issue, everything's a logjam. And, you know, all for whoever gets the credit. They're not about to give Trump credit, all this stuff. But meanwhile, you know, American citizens are dying, and this is an absolute fiasco. So real quick here, Megan, because we've got about 4 minutes left. Does the government get shut down on Friday, or do they come up with some sort of temporary relief and, you know, we kick it down the road again?
No, I think the government does get shut down, and Nancy Pelosi's going to own it because... because she's not a good negotiator. She came running out after that and basically said, we're never going to fund the wall. The government can shut down forever. Okay, Nancy, you just took the responsibility away from Trump, which Trump was happy to own it for the government shutdown.
Right.
Nancy said, the government can shut down forever. That's fantastic because people are going to realize what non-essential employees mean. And that's really who gets cut. They'll come back to work. It's just a long vacation. They'll actually get paid
right.
for the vacation that they take. Mm-hmm. So the government employees actually want the shutdown, the non-essential.
Mm-hmm.
So we're still going to have stuff that runs. Our vets are still going to get their checks. The elderly
right.
are still going to get their Medicare. You know, everything's going to be running. And so I think it would be a real dose of reality if we shut the government down to see just how non-essential employees are truly non-essential. And a government shutdown does not mean Armageddon.
Exactly.
And if I might add one more point.
Yes.
Why would the Democrats be protecting illegal immigrants? Well, not only does it create more dependency, which means bigger government, but also it has to do with the census. And this is what is so important. This is going to be the next Supreme Court fight, which should be settled before June of next year. Donald Trump wants to put the citizenship question back on the census. That comes from Wilbur Ross, the Commerce Secretary.
Right.
Now, why is this so important? It's so important because that is how the Electoral College is created, because it takes in a sense the amount of people within any legislative district or any state. So since 1950, we've counted illegal aliens and legal aliens in the census. So if we start only counting citizens again, geez, what a concept, a representative
right.
government of citizens, the Democrats would lose a lot of their power. Because illegal immigrants tend to flock to Democrat states.
And this is why they're so loaded up on the left side, and our country is tilting so left, especially, and about ready to fall over the abyss there in the west coast of California. Well, this Cohen thing, what do we believe with Cohen? Do we believe him the first time when he said he was the fixer and he had control, that President Trump didn't know about this, that he just took care of all this stuff in the background, and that he never got paid back by President Trump? Or do we believe, how many other versions have we had since then? And now he's on ABC saying, well, the president is, without any kind of credibility, he is a liar. And all. I mean, this is just a mess.
Well, it is a mess. And I'm quite tired of hearing, you know, Michael Cohen is the fixer for Trump, even though many people like Trump have lawyers who fix things. But what is Lanny Davis? Lanny Davis is the fixer for the Clintons, and Lanny Davis is Michael Cohen's lawyer.
Right. So... What's getting fixed here now, right? Regardless, Cohen looks like he's going to be 3 years in jail at least, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Probably 36, less than 36 months with good time served.
And then you got, of course, Michael Flynn. He finally gets, his sentencing this week that's been put off time and again. Okay, I guess we just lost her. Also, we'll keep you up to date as well on what happens, with Flynn, and Manafort saga continues as well. Good to have you along with us. It's just about 29 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
This report is brought to you by Amazon. The holiday season often means many extra purchases. Gifts, entertainment, and decorations can quickly add up to a costly season of spending. For families already struggling financially, Amazon offers a way to save. Financial expert Eva Macias suggests this savings tip.
To save money and time this holiday season, take advantage of the low prices, convenient shipping options, and free entertainment provided by Amazon Prime membership. Prime is accessible to everyone. In fact, EBT cardholders or Medicaid recipients can get all of the benefits of Prime for a discounted price of $5.99 per month. The majority of U.S. Prime members have access to free one-day delivery or faster, while all receive the best in entertainment with Prime Video, Prime Music, and Prime Reading, all of which will help you entertain guests and kids throughout the season.
For more information, information or to sign up for a 30-day free trial of Prime, visit amazon.com/qualify.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I believe we're going to get really good health care. Exciting things happened over the last 24 hours.
President Trump speaking at the Congressional Ball on Saturday night, referring to the federal judge's ruling on Friday that the Obamacare Act is in its present form unconstitutional. Republican Senator Susan Collins saying she believes that ruling is going to be overturned on appeal. But the Indiana Attorney General Curtis Hill says
the individual mandate is the linchpin. So it covers the entire aspect of the Affordable Care Act. So if you remove that tax, then the individual mandate fails, and right. Congress itself said that the individual mandate was what made Obamacare work in the first place.
He spoke on Fox and Friends. Former FBI Chief James Comey will testify behind closed doors today for GOP lawmakers about his decision not to prosecute Hillary Clinton for her email server. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Martinez here. It is time to talk travel, okay? And we've got our favorite travel expert, Lee Abamonte, with us. And we're going to bring him on in just a moment. But first of all, let's talk holiday travel and traditions like gift shopping, flying cross-country to the in-laws, and Friendsgiving can all put a dent in your wallet during the holidays. In fact, consumers on average spent more than $530 on travel and $1,140 on retail alone last holiday season. While the season is all about giving, there are ways to make sure you're receiving too, whether jetting off or prepping for guests, piling the floor with gifts, or simply grabbing stocking stuffers. There are ways to spend that can actually help you reward yourself in the new year. And this is why Lee Abamonte is here. He's the travel expert, writer, youngest person to visit every country in the world and the North and South Pole. Lee, you've traveled to every country. Now, how long did it take you, and what's your favorite place?
I have traveled to every country, and it took me about 13 years to do so. And I don't have one particular favorite place, but I always say I like places like America, places with varied landscapes and a lot to do. So places like Argentina or Australia or South Africa or New Zealand, places with varied landscapes like beaches and mountains, deserts, islands, and great cities. I like to have options, so those are the types of places I generally gravitate to.
Lee, you must have millions of points and travel rewards. How do you plan on using them during the holidays?
I do have a few points, definitely in the millions, but I try to use them as much as I can. And since the holidays is a complicated time to travel and definitely more expensive than most times, that's when I find points the best time to be used. So I just developed a strategy, basically, and I always tell people that strategies start with credit cards because those are the fastest way to grow your point totals. I use the Bank of America Premium Rewards card because I get 2 points for every dollar spent on travel and dining, and then 1.5 points per dollar spent on everything else. Then, because I'm a Bank of America Preferred Rewards client, I can earn up to 3.5 points per dollar spent on travel and dining.
Okay, Lee, give it up. Tell us what your holiday shopping strategy for Black Friday and Cyber Monday was this holiday season.
My strategy around Cyber Monday and Black Friday is to take advantage of those deals. That's when you'll find some of the best deals, not just on suits and shoes and clothes, but on travel. Find the sites you like, take advantage of the deals, use your credit card, get the extra rewards points, and get to the places you want to go cheaper, and then earn more rewards on the things you're going to be spending money on anyway, and then earn free travel later faster.
We're talking with global travel expert Lee Abamonte, a former Wall Street banker and the youngest American to visit every country in the world as well as the North and South Pole, as we said earlier. Lee, what about those looking for unconventional ways to celebrate this season? Do you recommend any non-traditional holiday trips?
Well, because my life is pretty unconventional, I definitely recommend unconventional types of things for travel and just everything in life. But you have to determine what's conventional or unconventional for you and then go from there. So whatever it is that's kind of out of your normal, try to achieve that and then develop a strategy to get there. That's what you should do this holiday season and basically all year round.
Okay, Lee, where are you headed to next?
I'm actually heading to Hawaii next. Every year I go to Maui just to play some golf and relax. And for me, Hawaii and Maui are my special place. And then right after New Year's, I'm actually heading down to Melbourne, Australia for the Australian Open. I'm a huge tennis fan, and I can't wait to get down there.
Okay, Lee, where can people go for more information?
For more information, go to bankofamerica.com/getmorerewards.
He's a travel expert, writer, and youngest person to visit every country in the world, North and South Pole included, former Wall Street banker, and, just a fun travel guy, as you can tell. We're talking Lee Abamonte on Bill Martinez Live. Lee, thank you so much. Have a great holiday.
Thank you for having me.
Welcome back.
Well, here we are back with you. We've got Ace Collins coming back, by the way. I don't know. I've been spending a lot of time with his new book, Stories Behind the Great Traditions of Christmas. And I'd heard this story before, you know, that the 12 days of Christmas, the code, you know, what it was all about. And what it was, you know, Catholics at the time had to, because it wasn't lawful for them to talk about the gospel, talk about Jesus or anything that had to do with God. So they came up with this interesting lyric and song, the 12 days of Christmas. And if you understand the code behind it, then it takes a whole new meaning. You know, the true love mentioned in the song is not a sweetheart, but the Catholic Church's code for God. The person who receives the gifts represents anyone who has accepted Christ as the Son of God and his Savior. And each of the gifts portrays an important facet of the story of true faith, as outlined in Ace Collins' book, Stories Behind the Great Traditions of Christmas. On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge and a pear tree, right? Partridge is a pear tree, represents Jesus, the Son of God, whose birthday we celebrate on the first day of Christmas. On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two turtle doves. Those twin birds represent the Old and New Testament. Are you starting to get where they were going with this? Because they couldn't talk about it out in the open. So we do it with this song. The third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me three French hens. These birds represent faith, hope, and love. This gift harkens back to 1 Corinthians 13. On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me four calling birds. Of course, we're talking about the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. The fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me five golden rings, right? The gift of the rings represents the first five books of the Old Testament, known as the Torah or the Pentateuch. On the sixth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me six geese a-laying. These lyrics can be traced back to the first story found in the Bible. Each egg is a day of creation. On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love gave to me seven swans a-swimming. It would take someone quite familiar with the Bible to identify this gift hidden in the code are the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit: prophecy, ministry, teaching, exhortation, giving, leading, and compassion. On the eighth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me eight maids of milking as Christ came to save even the lowest of the low. This gift represents the ones who would receive his word and accept his grace. Being a milkmaid was about the worst job one could have in England during this period of time. On the ninth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me, as you'll recall, nine ladies dancing. These nine ladies were really the gifts known as the fruit of the Spirit. Fruits are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. On the tenth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 10 lords of leaping. This is probably the easiest gift to understand, as lords were judges and in charge of the law. This code for the Ten Commandments was fairly straightforward to Catholics, okay? On the 11th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 11 pipers piping. This is almost a trick question, as most think of the disciples in terms of a dozen. But when Judas betrayed Jesus and committed suicide, remember, there were only 11 men who carried out the gospel message. On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 12 drummers drumming. The final gift is tied directly to the Catholic Church. The drummers are the 12 points of doctrine in the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. A silly song, maybe? On the surface, perhaps, but in reality, a refreshing reminder of the essential elements of Christian faith right there in the 12 days of Christmas. And I know when you hear that song, you will not think of it the same. And, of course, as I mentioned, Ace Collins is going to be back with us because we're going to do a version of the Christmas songs and the highlights and the stories behind these Christmas songs that we listen and we kind of take for granted. And maybe some of them really grab hold of us and you may wonder, okay, why does that touch me in such a profound way? It has some hidden significance. Actually, we're going to pull back the veil and help you understand and maybe appreciate further what is so significant about Christmas carols and what they're all about. So I highly recommend the book, by the way, Ace Collins Stories Behind the Great Traditions of Christmas. So it'll open up a lot of conversation and be a lot of fun for you to talk around the Christmas table this year. We've got more coming up right here on Bill Martinez Live.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
This report is brought to you by Facebook Marketplace. The holidays are upon us, and while it may be the most wonderful time of the year, between decorating, finding the perfect presents, and setting the dinner table, it can also be the most expensive. But with Facebook Marketplace, you can earn extra money and find the best deals right in your neighborhood. More than 1 in 3 people on Facebook in the U.S. use Marketplace every month, making it easy to buy and sell items. Last-minute shoppers can find one-of-a-kind gifts in their local area. Bonus, no shipping required. Robin Moreno is a lifestyle expert, author, and blogger.
You can also earn extra money by selling items you no longer need. Just snap a few photos of your item, write a brief description, and name your price.
This holiday season, Marketplace is a one-stop shop to get your shopping done. For more information, visit facebook.com/marketplace. That's facebook.com/marketplace.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Getting America back on track. Yeah. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Rachel Alexander joins us now, senior editor at The Stream. Rachel, how are you?
Great. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, always good. Hey, before we get into the main topic, what you wrote about regarding Jeffrey Epstein, it's interesting, these parallel paths that we have right now in the media. You've got Mueller going after Trump, and, you know, here we've got the Cohen saga and all that that's happening. But meanwhile, what's being greatly underreported is what is happening with the Clintons. You talk about a noose tightening here, and maybe that's why the Dems are so quick to be yelling and screaming about Trump, because they don't want America to find out really what's going on with Hillary Clinton, because lest we forget, I mean, there is legal activity, you know, targeted toward the former Secretary of State, and some of these shenanigans that they've been, you know, pay to play, and, the Uranium One issue and on is being discussed in the court of law.
Yeah, and you have these people who keep coming forward now, ratting out the Clintons on these things. I had an article a few days ago on these whistleblowers that are coming forward about the sleazy Clinton Foundation. I think you're onto something there with your theory.
Well, the thing is also, you know, speaking of the whistleblowers, and I'm glad you brought that up, I mean, they go and before Mark Meadows' committee, and they say, well, we got paperwork, but we're not turning it over to you. Well, what does that mean?
Yeah, and how can they even be allowed to do that? I mean, it just—I don't understand. But I think people are afraid of the Clintons, is what's going on.
Well, obviously, there must be something bigger. I mean, we know everything, and I know this really. Whenever you talk about it this way, but the Clintons force you to talk about it, because in the wake of the Clintons' lives is this body count that's associated with them. Rachel, I don't know of anybody that I can tell you that, even one person, that they knew died and it was kind of suspicious. I don't know of one person in the circle that I travel in. But the Clintons, it's like dozens of people are, somehow affiliated with, just not that long ago, there was a guy here in Miami. And he was involved with the Haitian Relief Fund, right? And he had the goods, supposedly, that he was going to tell everybody about Bill and Hillary, what they didn't do, how much money they took out. of, you know, Haiti, money that was supposed to be there for the Haitians after, you know, the devastations that they went through. And all of a sudden, this guy shows up dead. And it's one story after another of people who run in, you know, run in the circles of Bill and Hillary Clinton that's supposedly, you know, getting ready. And God only knows about these whistleblowers. I mean, they're probably thinking, okay, maybe it's just a matter of time for them. I don't know why they're withholding information. They supposedly have the proof and paperwork. But what they had to say, even in the committee hearing, was, I thought was quite, you know, was quite indicting and revealing.
Well, and the one whistleblower had his house raided by the FBI, and he's supposed to be under whistleblower protection. Mm-hmm. I think the Clintons are pulling strings of, you know, the deep state and the FBI, and they're doing it to intimidate him.
Yeah, who would have thought that a governor from Arkansas could gain so much, you know, go on to become president and gain, you know, so much power in Washington, D.C., that they could get away with this kind of stuff? You know, because it seems at this point that they're getting away with this. And with all this collusion talk and everything that's been going on for years, and what are we up to, about $25 million worth of investigative costs with Mueller and counting. And it's like, wait a minute. To me, the collusion, we got more domestic collusion going on. If your mandate was to, hey, let's find out if Russia interfered, to what degree, and if there was any back and forth between, you know, any connection that you have between the Russians and Trump, you know, that supposedly was what they're supposed to be looking into. But, you know, like anything, like any special prosecution, as you know, Rachel, then it takes on a life of its own, and this is what this investigation is doing. So no big surprise.
No, it's absolutely abhorrent. You know, the Clintons are getting a free pass while, you know, all these people around Trump who have nothing to do with Russian collusion are being toppled like dominoes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Well, speaking of abhorrent, let's talk about the multimillionaire hedge fund mogul Jeffrey Epstein and the what I'm calling the Epstein escape here.
Yeah, this is just disgusting. Every prosecutor I know who has heard about this is absolutely appalled. You know, this guy, sexually trafficked or molested over 80 underage girls, and all he got was 13 months in county jail.
Wow.
He should be locked up for life. There's obviously some favoritism going on here, and there's going to be more of an investigation into this wrong plea deal, which was done behind these girls' backs. They didn't even know about it until after it had taken place.
Mm-hmm. Well, and these young girls that are involved, I mean, this is absolutely heartbreaking, you know, what is done, especially in this age of all the hashtags flying around. You would think there would be greater outrage. And that's the thing. You just wonder, where is America on this? I mean, you know, where are the celebrities? Why aren't they yelling and screaming and throwing hashtags all over the place? Where's Joy Behar and The View? You know, all these, they all turned into crickets suddenly.
Yeah, my theory is because he preyed on girls who nobody really cared about. A lot of these girls were homeless. You know, he deliberately picked the most helpless ones of all. Some of them have died from drug overdoses since then as they've grown up. And so these girls are voiceless, unlike the wealthy, rich Hollywood actresses who are able to speak out, you know, in the Me Too movement.
And this is, you know, and of course, in this circle with Epstein, you've got, speaking of Hollywood celebrities, people of money, people of influence. Bill Clinton was known to have traveled to this sex island a number of times. I mean, this is all fairly well documented, and, you know, America is shrugging. See, but this is all part and parcel of this whole illegal immigration that I argue about, because I get beat up all the time about this, Rachel. People say to me, you know, you're Hispanic. You know, you need to have a certain position. I go, yeah, my position is for these young girls and these young boys that are being trafficked and put into, you know, forced into, you know, running drugs, or, you know, for these young girls, you know, becoming sex slaves. And you have no idea, we know, what is going on. I think there was an article here recently about these girls that are turned into sex slaves that service the field workers. And Rachel, I mean, what they'll do, the laborers will go and they labor and then they go in and these girls will have sex, as many as 20 times before the afternoon, take a break, and then come back and do evening services again and sex 20 more times. And this was a very crude and rough estimate, to say the least. And this is happening within our country. And America, is just, look at, I'm busy out buying Christmas presents. I'm, eating, my Christmas food and all that and good cheer for all. But meanwhile, within, the boundaries of our country, we're allowing, this kind of just abject aspect of humanity being promoted. And if we think for any instance that we're going to be segregated from that, that stuff pours into the culture eventually.
That's horrible. I did not know that story. And, it goes to the problem with liberals, which is that they have certain politically correct victims that they care about more than other victims who might be more seriously harmed.
Mm-hmm. And the thing is, like anything, Rachel, we know about this one. It's like the Gosnell situation. It's like, okay, we know about that one. How many others are happening? I mean, if if this can be ignored to this degree and this, sex enslavement and stuff that's going on, if this can be ignored at this level, I mean, how many others?
Yeah, and how many other different countries? I mean, it's just exponential. I mean, and how many of ours are like Epstein going to other countries and abusing girls over there as well?
Well, and this is the whole point. I mean, in the base of our humanity, without any kind of restraint, we can be rather evil. And, to have this displayed in our country and, people like, Bill Clinton that have issues that, they need some serious therapy. And if that includes getting therapy in jail for what he's done to young girls and Epstein and others that we don't even know about. I mean, are you kidding me? I mean, here's how ridiculous this has become, is that now Congress has decided, Rachel, that they're now going to not, abuse their interns anymore. And, and if they do, they're going to pay for it. I mean, forget about the let's not talk about the $17 million already been paid and how many people have been abused that we don't know about and who did it. Now going forward, it's like the insider trading deal. We got away with it for a while. We're not going to do any insider trading. So it's just like insider trading, except now we're talking about sex.
They're above the law. They get treated differently than the rest of us Americans.
Oh. So what is this about? I mean, but the thing is, Rachel, they keep getting elected. They keep getting reelected into office. And is it any wonder that we have this kind of debased humanity that continues to be manifest? And this is what we're telling our kids. This is really scary. I don't know. But anyway, I appreciate what you wrote about in terms of Jeffrey Epstein and keeping it in the light. Rachel Alexander from The Stream on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Rachel.
Trading involves financial risk. It is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers.